Demsen. Read, Iran situation made much worse by Trump, he's floundering. By Pam Key on May 10, 2026. On this week's broadcast of Fox News Sunday, Senator Jack Reed, D.R., said the Iran conflict had been made worse by the actions of President Donald Trump. Reed said, "We're in a situation now because of Trump's. Discarding the JCPOA, where we have no real insights into or detailed insights into their nuclear program. And they have significantly more enriched nuclear material. They're about estimated about 9 to 12 months away. If they decide, and they haven't done that, to develop a nuclear weapon. We have to control their nuclear aspirations. We had controls in place. We could build on those controls. Trump took them away. We're in a much more difficult position." And then he started a unilateral and along with Israel attack on Iran. And now they're holding the whole world by the oil. They can control commands for their move. So this is a situation that may have been made much worse by the actions of Donald Trump. And now he's floundering around trying to figure out a way to get out of it. And there's no obvious way. Host Shannon Bream said, "Well, long term, if the strait is reopened, Iran is disabled from getting a nuclear weapon. Oil prices drop. Will you give credit to this president's long term if that comes together?" Reed said, "Well, long term I hope it comes together, frankly, because it's in the interest of the United States and of the whole world, but we're in a situation now that, in order to negotiate an agreement, we have to give something to get something. The question is, what is the president willing to give up? What are the Iranians willing to accept? And they're now in a better position than they were, ironically, several months ago, for many factors. 1, the regime is much more militant, hardened and committed to resisting. 2, they've demonstrated to the world they can choke off oil coming out of the Strait of Hormuz. They have leverage worldwide now. They are also, I think, in a situation where their nuclear facilities are very difficult to disrupt, destroy, and I don't think they're going to just gladly sort of give off their nuclear potential. We have to have an agreement. If we could get back the JCPOA, and I don't think we can, that would be a huge success for the president." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.